proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. Well, here we are in 2015, and there are, of course, many things as we prepare for this year and the different activities that we have at IBJM. There's a lot going on, and we just want to take time on this program today to share you a little bit of what's going on in the activities regarding 2015 on our calendar. First of all, we have a couple things that we just want to make you aware of. In fact, we invite you to come along with us and join us at IBJM for some of these things and invite you to contact us here at IBJM for more information about this. So as you listen, I'll try to do my best to explain, at least in a nutshell version, what we're going to be doing. Well, first of all, we start out the year with a French language training school. We've actually been doing this for about 2 years now, and we've been able to train several people who are going to be serving in French-speaking countries, such as in Africa or in France itself, sometimes even Canada. We have a very special program, a six-week program that we have here at IBJM. So if you or maybe you know someone who is interested in about using language skills, such as the French language, to better hone in on, we invite you to come and join us during that time. Also, we have a special tour to Israel that's coming up towards the end of March and the beginning of April. This will be an exciting trip, a trip of a lifetime. If you've never been to Israel before, I invite you to come along on this trip. There's still time to sign up. And you're going to be seeing places such as the Sea of Galilee. You're going to be seeing Jerusalem, of course. And then going south, you'll see the Dead Sea and even as far south as Eilat and the Red Sea in Israel. And so this will be an exciting time, a trip of a lifetime. I invite you to come along with us on that. Also, on a more somber note, IBJM does have a Holocaust Education Day. Now, this will be held on March 20th of this year, and we invite you to come along. This is going to be held at our mission headquarters here in Hickson, Tennessee, in the greater Chattanooga area. And Holocaust Education Day, I think, is so needed today, especially with the rise of anti-Semitism. And we need to be very prepared as far as what's going on in the world of anti-Semitism today, especially even creeping up here in the United States. We definitely need to take a stand for justice. We need to take a stand for truth and having an idea of what truly happened during the Holocaust and to the Jewish people. Over 6 million were exterminated during that time. And this is a time for us, and I think even as Bible-believing Christians, to say never again. And we need to definitely stand for the Jewish people. And so the Holocaust Education Day, again, March 20th, invite you to come with us here in the greater Chattanooga area for that. Also, we're going to be having a special mission trip. In fact, we have three mission trips that are going to be taking place this year. And the first one is going to be to New York City. That's the first week of June. And a very special time. We'll be working with John and Joy Gibson, some of our missionaries that we have up there, doing a fantastic job and doing some outreach in the Jewish areas. And this will be a good trip, I think, if you don't want to necessarily travel overseas. But tell you what, New York City, the world literally is there in so many different ways. It's just a very fascinating place, fascinating city. Also, we have another trip, this time in Uruguay in South America. And it actually overlaps same time as the New York trip, first part of June. And we're going to be going to Uruguay and basically doing some different outreaches there as well, especially with some believers. In fact, the Gagwin sisters, who have been with IBJM now for so many years, ministering faithfully. In fact, Dr. Gardenhouse knew them and basically helped them get started in their ministry down there many years ago. Also, there's a mission trip to France as well, and this one is going to be in July, doing, again, more Jewish ministry. We'll also be doing a little bit of sightseeing, but again, focusing on sharing the love of the Messiah with Jewish people in the country of France. One keynote event that we have every year towards the end of June, and that is our four-day focus of Jewish missions. Now, the date for this year's four-day focus is June 22nd through the 25th of 2015. This is a great time for 4 days, a Monday through Thursday, delving into Jewish missions, understanding how to reach the Jewish people, hearing testimonies from Jewish believers and other workers around the world. I think this would be a great opportunity. In fact, several of our missionaries or workers that we have that are with us now, I would say over half of them came with IBJM as a result of the four-day focus. So again, our year is very busy, many things going on, especially the first half of this year, and we invite you to come along with us with IBJM on some of these events. If you would like to know more about this, feel free to contact us here at IBJM. I'd be happy to get you more information on that. Now, with this in mind, let's turn our attention to our good friend and Jewish believer, Brother Mark Oshman, with today's Bible lesson.
Thank you for listening to our radio program. Over the past several broadcasts, we have dealt with bad attitudes and how to adjust them. For this session, we'll consider how an individual can overcome insecurity. Insecurity defines a state of mind characterized by perceptions of self-doubt. Insecure people lack confidence in themselves or in their abilities. They reckon themselves especially vulnerable to any challenge that might confront them. A Bible student should not confuse insecurity with prudence. Prudence is a godly quality. It enables individuals to investigate their surroundings before taking actions. As Solomon put it in the 14th chapter of Proverbs, quote, "The prudent man looketh well to his going." On the other hand, those who are insecure see danger lurking around every corner, whether or not such peril actually exists. Their perception influences their actions, or lack thereof. The Old Testament contains several examples whose insecurity led to their undertaking foolish action. Leah and David provide two illustrative examples. Leah was Laban's older daughter and Rachel's older sister. Jacob had to marry Leah before he could wed Rachel. Leah perceived that Jacob loved Rachel more than he loved her. She wanted to ensure that Jacob would not forsake her or abandon her. Thus, she believed that if she bore Jacob sons, he would come to prefer her as a wife over Rachel. Leah's remarks at the birth of her firstborn son, Reuben, confirm this assessment. On that occasion, she said, quote, "Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me," unquote. When Simeon, her third son, came into the world, she stated, quote, "Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons," unquote. Leah's insecurity about her position in Jacob's household led to internal conflicts within that family. Rachel, moved with envy at Leah's ability to conceive and bear children, Rachel demanded that Jacob impregnate her. He reacted by growing angry at Rachel. Rachel reacted by giving Jacob Bilhah, her handmaid, so that Bilhah could bear children for Jacob. After Bilhah gave birth to two more sons to Jacob, Leah proceeded to follow Rachel's example. Leah gave Jacob her handmaid, Zilpah. Zilpah, in turn, gave Jacob two more sons. Leah's insecurity led to a clash with Rachel, according to Genesis 30. After Leah's firstborn son, Reuben, had found some mandrakes in a field, Rachel asked Leah to give her those flowers. Leah lashed out against her sister's request. Quote, "Is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldst thou take away my son's mandrakes also?" Unquote. Even having given birth to so many sons, Leah still believed that she held a secondary place to Rachel in Jacob's affections. David also manifested insecurity at certain times of his life. Even though the Bible described him as a man after God's own heart, David still had his foibles. 1 Samuel chapter 20 contained an incident illustrating how David gave way to his doubts. King Saul, motivated by jealousy, sought to kill David. The latter thus spent considerable time and effort fleeing from his father-in-law. Surely David preferred to live a peaceful life, either at Saul's court or even at his family's home. Instead, David had to conduct himself as a fugitive, always on the run. You can imagine why this type of lifestyle might lead to discouragement on David's part. After David departed the city of Naoth and Ramah, he had an interview with King Saul's son, Jonathan. David told his friend that, quote, "As thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death," unquote. Considering that Saul once tried to kill David with a javelin, that particular evaluation made sense. However, David never seemed to shake off that feeling of impending doom. In 1 Samuel chapter 27, he said, quote, "I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul," unquote. As a result, David fled to the encampment of the Philistine army, where he offered them the services of himself and his men. Initially, David's tactic seemed to work. The author 1 Samuel recorded that, quote, "It was told to Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more for him," unquote. However, David's decision had dire consequences. For 16 months, David allied himself with the Philistines. He misled the Philistine king about the military targets he attacked. To aid in his deception, David totally exterminated the population of those areas he conquered. David's insecurity led to lying and to genocide on his part. In Psalm 7, David had written these words, quote, O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Unquote. Perhaps those words comprise David's reaction to his lapses of faith. Instead of choosing to rely upon his own wisdom, he determined to place his trust in God during times of crisis. The Apostle Peter served as a New Testament example of the perils inherent in insecurity. According to the 14th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Peter and the other disciples endeavored to cross the Sea of Galilee during a storm. When the group beheld Jesus Christ walking on the water toward them, they grew frightened. Despite the Savior's reassurances as to his identity, Peter shouted out, quote, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water, unquote. The Lord invited him to come. Peter left the boat. He began to actually walk upon the water. Yet Matthew recorded that, quote, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. Peter's insecurity arose from his perception of external circumstances. He believed that the turbulent waters and strong winds would have a detrimental effect upon him, that the Savior's influence was incapable of counteracting. Needless to say, Peter was wrong. Matthew went on to note that, quote, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Unquote. The Lord rebuked Peter for allowing his insecurity to master his faith. Peter reacted to his circumstances in the manner that an unsafe person would do. Instead of mastering his fears, he allowed his fears to master him. This reaction, though natural, actually dishonors God. It shows a lack of trust in God. The author of Psalm 56 depicted the godly way to counter fear. Quote, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Unquote. In the 26th chapter of Isaiah, the prophet gave a reason for relying upon God. Quote, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Unquote. Other saved men have sought to control insecurity by relying on crutches, that is, external aids. They seek to erect man-made barriers during uncertain times or events as a means of self-preservation. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, God rebuked those Jews who sought to undertake this course of action. God said he would punish the Jewish nation for turning away from him by sending another nation to oppress them. Even though the Jews would build high walls to protect themselves from those invaders, their defenses would not avail them. God will allow the incursion to succeed nonetheless, as a means of motivating those Jews to repent and return unto him. Believers can overcome insecurity by refusing to focus on external circumstances. In the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul provided the reason underlying his ability to triumph over adversity. Quote, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Unquote. From the apostle's perspective, the earthly hardships he experienced were insignificant in comparison with the blessings awaiting him in eternity. Christians also need to rely on God's provision. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul informed the congregation at Corinth that all things were theirs, and they were Christ's, and Christ is God's. In the first chapter of Peter's second epistle, he wrote that God had given believers, quote, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, unquote. In the words of the old hymn, Christ is all I need. Christians who accept that truth will find themselves empowered to work God's will on earth. According to Paul's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, quote, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work, unquote. This concludes our program. Thank you for listening. We invite you to join us for a future radio broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can write us at P.O. Box 1386, Hickson, Tennessee, 37343, or call us at 423-876-8150, or you may also go online at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.